Money by Martin Amis. Read by Stephen Pacey. This is a suicide note. By the time you lay it aside, and you should always read these things slowly, on the lookout for clues or giveaways, John Self will no longer exist. Or at any rate, that's the idea. You never can tell, though, with suicide notes, can you? In the planetary aggregate of all life, there are many more suicide notes than there are suicides. They're like poems in that respect, suicide notes. Nearly everyone tries their hand at them sometime, with or without the talent. We all write them in our heads. Usually the note is the thing. You complete it and then resume your time travel. It is the note and not the life that is cancelled out. Or the other way round. Or death. You never can tell, though, can you, with suicide notes? To whom is the note addressed? To Martina? To Fielding? To Vera? To Alec? To Selina? To Barry? To John Self? No. It is meant for you out there, the dear, the gentle. Martin Amis, London, September 1981. Part 1. As my cab pulled off FDR Drive somewhere in the early hundreds, a low-slung tomahawk full of black guys came sharking out of lane and sloped in fast right across our bows. We banked and hit a deep welt or grapple ridge in the road. To the sound of a rifle shot, the cab roof ducked down and smacked me on the core of my head. I really didn't need that, I tell you, with my head and face and back and heart hurting a lot all the time anyway, and still drunk and crazed and ghosted from the plane. "Oh, man," I said. "Yeah," said the cabbie from behind the shattered...